or the call to a cow to make him stand still, or make her stand still, call to calf, or you remember, we're talking about, suppose you had a team plowing, and you want them to go right, or you want them to go left.
Well, then they have to pull on a certain line.
But they say a certain word, like haw, gee.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee,
yeah.
They do that here all the time. Come boss for the cow.
Well, good. I'll take your word. Come boss for the cow. How about the cow to make it stand still? How would you tell a cow to stand still?
Boss.
Okay. And how about when you call a calf? Any special word? Sue calf or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard China say sue calf. Yeah,
China. Yeah. All right. And they'd use G and haw also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One's left and the other's right. And how about to get the horses in from pasture? Would there be any special call they'd make? By name, maybe, or something?
Well, they'd call them.
Yes, by name.
My father used to call them.
They called them by name last time.
By name.
And if you wanted the horse to go a little faster, you'd say,
Giddy up.
And to make the horse stop, you'd probably say,
Oh, we have a lot of horses here.
Yeah.
And if it was feeding time, and you don't usually have to call the pigs, but suppose you did have to call the pigs.
They have a certain way they call them.
I get some farmers on here. They have the best time.
I've never been on a
visiting farmer.
I've
been on
visiting
farmers. Mm-hmm.
How about the call to sheep? Is there any special word that they'd use, or they don't have any sheep around here?
I have a certain call for them. I don't know.
How about now? You tell me this now. You know, call the chickens.
Well, we never had to call them because they'd ride in the coops, you know. But on the farm, I suppose they have a certain way they call them too, you know.
You remember?
Always did.
Sort of a falsetto here.
Yeah. I remember that.
When you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And do you remember him talking about the horse on the left as the nigh horse or the near horse? Mm-hmm. Ring any bells? Okay. No. Now you're driving a buggy, you have to steer with the what?
With the
lines. Rings.
How about when you're just driving a horse or riding a horse? You you pull on the what? The strap that goes on.
The
reins.
The reins.
I was trying to get the distinction here. You never have reins on a buggy or lines on a horse. Probably reins on a horse
reins
and lines on
a horse.
Okay. Somebody doesn't live very far. You'd say, it's just a
short distance.
Sound typical?
Short way.
Would it be a short way?
Short ways from here.
And somebody does live quite a distance. You say, well, he lives a long
way.
Quite a ways.
Not
a fur piece.
Is that typical?
No, I said it's not a fur piece.
Oh, I see.
Quite a ways away. But the gentleman, quite a ways away.
You could say you have a little trouble growing flowers, but you can find weeds almost
anything.
Have you had breakfast yet?
I haven't.
Goodness, probably
you
haven't
had
dinner.
Have you?
I got early.
A place where the plow has been in the ground. You say the plow leaves a what? In the ground, it leaves a trench that it, you know, and it digs a trench, and you call that trench a what? When you're going through with a plow.
I don't know if you know.
A furrow.
A furrow.